This is Father Celery with this week's focus for Sunday, November 4, Love in Two Not-So-Easy Lessons. Dear friends, in the aftermath of last night's powerful and devastating hurricane, and in the midst of our fear and anxiety with limited resources, with not a lot of power, Jesus reaches across time and explains the whole meaning of life in two bumper sticker-sized bites. Love God with your whole heart. Love your neighbor as yourself. These aren't things that we're expected to give lip service to on a Sunday morning or putter around with when we find the time. This is our raison d'être complete, our total reason for being. Beyond that, this is the sole reason for all of creation and for our unique place in it. It must be who we are and what we do. Love God, love neighbor. My friends, this is the greatest commandment. Jesus doesn't pull any punches in describing the love that we owe to God. It's to be all-consuming, with all of our heart, soul, and being. But even in its most intense, our love for God is only a pale reflection of His great love for us. While the love of God surpasses all understanding, Fulton Sheen gave us this insight. God does not love us because we are valuable. We are valuable because God loves us. This is the bridge from love of God to love of neighbor. You see, God created and Christ died for the least attractive, least accomplished, most annoying neighbor we have. God intimately knows the cast of characters that populate our days. They are His beloved children too, no less precious to Him at their most difficult than we are at our most endearing. We're not asked to approve boorish behavior, haphazard hygiene, or a host of bad habits. But we are unequivocally commanded to seek out and to love the divine spark, the image of God impressed on all of His children. Our neighbors are there to be loved, not to be endured, not to be tolerated, not to be accommodated, but to be actively loved as we love ourselves. Learning the words of these commandments is easy. Living them is literally the work of a lifetime. It's the centerpiece of our Christian journey. And it requires dedication, rededication, and re-rededication. Constantly focusing, staying on task, recommitting and recharging. It's demanding, but it's not drudgery. Love is the ultimate healthy habit. But no matter how we labor at love, we don't create it. My friends, it's a gift from God meant for us to nurture in return, given to us to pass along in that very same spirit. But don't confuse this lesson of love with sentimental moonshine. Jesus knew what He was asking when He summarized what God expects of us. He knows our obligations, our limitations, our conflicts, our anxiety, our fear. Loving God and neighbor does not dismiss any of these realities. It rather puts them in perspective. Large or small, we must bring love to the tasks of every day. We work in the love of God. We eat, sleep, and rise in His presence. Every task is an opportunity to return and to spread His love. The joy, the sorrow, the boredom, the anxiety, the routines of our day are all there to be undertaken in love. As Mother Teresa reminds us, it's not how much we do that is pleasing to God, but how much love we put into the doing. Love God, love neighbor. Today, my friends, is the very best chance to learn and to live these not-so-easy lessons again. This has been Father Celery with this week's focus. To learn more, visit my parish at www.stpetersbayshore.org or follow me on iTunes, Facebook, or Twitter. God love you.